When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcomes spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses, as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available, as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, March 10th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Atascadero City Council to consider sewer rate increases. Fatal traffic collision involving motorcycle in North County. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazing Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Atascadero City Council will be meeting tonight to discuss an increase to the city's sewer service charge. Sewer rate increases in the city are slowly being phased in due to the rising costs of treatment, as well as the replacement of the city's wastewater treatment plant. Current systems in Atascadero are no longer in compliance with state regulations. The city will need to construct a new secondary treatment system, modernize its plant, and provide significant upgrades to its wastewater collection system. A wastewater rate study recommends annual increases of about 18.5% over the course of several years to fund design, operations, maintenance, and emergency work in a new collection system. Current sewer charges are $57.06 per month for a single-family residence, and the next proposed increase is for $10.54. The city must follow the Prop 218 majority protest process to impose these fees. If approved, the city anticipates they will conduct a public hearing for the new rates in May. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. CHP for the Templeton area announced they'll be conducting pedestrian safety operations in the communities of San Miguel and Templeton tomorrow. Officers will focus on motorists who fail to yield the right-of-way or who use unsafe and illegal actions, CHP says. Pedestrian-involved crashes in California continue to be a major concern, and the public awareness and enforcement program's purpose is to educate and encourage members of the community to maintain safe practices. Drivers stopped during this safety operation may be issued warnings or citations. Fatal traffic collision involving motorcycle in North County. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blaze & Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze & Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. CHP has released information of a fatal traffic collision involving a motorcycle that took place on March 8th at about 9:30 p.m. CHP says they determined a 47-year-old and Visalia resident, Russell Palomino, was riding his 2024 Harley-Davidson eastbound on the 46 at a high rate of speed east of Geneseo Road. A 21-year-old Shannon male, Antonio Hernandez, was driving a 2019 Toyota Corolla on the eastbound 46 as well, in the number 2 lane ahead of the motorcycle. CHP says the motorcycle struck the rear of the Toyota, ejecting Mr. Palomino, who sustained fatal injuries. The Toyota traveled out of control across the westbound traffic lanes of the 46, coming to rest on the westbound right shoulder. None of the four occupants sustained any injuries. CHP is investigating the collision, and it is unknown whether drugs or alcohol are a factor. The California Mid-State Fair has proudly announced that Old Dominion will perform at the Mid-State Fair Wednesday, July 15th, as part of the Michelob Ultra Concert Series. Openers are Dasha and Annie Bosco. Old Dominion is an 8-time winner of Old Country Music Group of the Year, with electrifying shows that have put the multi-platinum selling band prominently at the forefront of country music. Since breaking into the music scene, they have earned 9 number one singles at country radio, surpassed 6 billion on-demand streams, and earned a dozen RIAA Platinum and Golden Single certifications. Tickets for the concert go on sale this Friday, March 13th at 10 a.m. online only at midstatefair.com, with an official link to the ticketing provider. The Pasrobles City Council voted unanimously to advance to the next phase of the city's Spaceport and Technology Corridor initiative. On March 4th, the City Council held a joint session with the Airport Commission to discuss the next steps in operating a spaceport license, as well as an evaluation of the project's readiness. City Council says the work completed to date provides a strong foundation for advancing the project. The city has received support from Congressman Jimmy Panetta, State Senator John Laird, State Assembly Member Don Addis, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, County Supervisor Heather Moreno, and interest from NASA's Ames Research Center. City staff anticipate releasing the request for proposals in the near future for the City Council's approval. Students from Pat Butler Elementary will take to the stage this week for a magical production of Roald Dahl's Willy Wonka. Showtimes are March 12th and the 13th at 6 p.m. each. This production will feature 67 students from Pat Butler Elementary with lively songs, colorful costumes, energetic dance routines, and Charlie Bucket's whimsical adventure through Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. Tickets are $10 each, and the performance will be held at Pat Butler Elementary. In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Clippers beat the Knicks 126-118, the Jazz over the Warriors 119-116, the Thunder beat the Nuggets 129-126, the Nets over the Grizzlies 126-115. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Timberwolves, the Kings will go against the Pacers, the Warriors will face the Bulls, the Hornets will go against the Trailblazers. In California news, Representative Kevin Kiley of California said that he is dropping his Republican Party affiliation this election and will instead run for re-election as an independent. Kiley's district has been redrawn from Prop 50, and he has chosen to run as an independent in a now Democratic-leaning district. Despite not being in classrooms during COVID-19, research suggests that today's youngest school children are still lagging behind pre-pandemic scores for math and reading. Although pandemic effects on children in school at the time are more well known and documented, this new research into children just entering their school years suggests broader shifts may also be at play. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Recent legislation failed that had been introduced to advance year-round access to year-round E15 fuel in all 50 states. The bill failed due to a combination of legislative strategy and political dynamics. The decision was made despite the support from various stakeholders and the fact that a compromise deal had been broadly backed by farmers, ethanol makers, and several small refiners. Jan Tenbenzel sits on the Nebraska Corn Board of Directors. He is the chair of the Nebraska Ethanol Action Team and is a member of the National Corn Board.
The other refiners kind of feel like they're in a situation where they want to make sure everybody's playing at a fair game on a level field. Well, so unfortunately we're caught in the middle, but it's nice to not have a discussion. Everybody knows that we've got a great product that replaces the most toxic, the most expensive, and the most cancerous parts of gasoline. You know, we're there for a win for consumers, a win for farmers, and a win for rural America.
Tenbenzel talks about where to go from here.
The Rural Energy Committee there's always a rumor that they're just about to have an agreement, and I expect to see that soon. Next step is going to be, do we put this on the floor? Do they put this on the floor? I shouldn't say we, because they're the ones that are doing it. Put this on the floor of the House, get it through the House, then figure out a way to get it through the Senate, because there are really no must-pass bills that are good vehicles for this right now.
The National Corn Board's Jan Tenbenzel.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
If you're looking for adaptable bulls that are raised with a commercial cowman in mind, attend the Elk Angus Bull Sale Tuesday, March 17th at Buffalo Livestock Marketing in Wyoming. Selling are over 50 range-ready bulls raised in the rocks and sagebrush at the base of the Bighorns. Highlights include Sons of Elk Trophy Class, Ellington Promised Land, Diamond M, Ranahan 111, and more. Sale time is 1 o'clock, also carried live on DV Auction. Youth donation heifer to be given to a kid who attends sale day. For more information, including catalog and videos, visit elkangus.com.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org. Partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. lawnews.tv.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Improving pumping efficiency can significantly cut irrigation energy costs, Charles Burt, Professor Emeritus at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, said in a recent AgAlert article. Burt said pumps often operate inefficiently due to wear or mismatched flow and pressure conditions. Cleaning wells and reducing drawdown can lower total pressure requirements and energy use per acre foot pumped. In new drip systems, reducing discharge pressure from 40 to 45 pounds per square inch to about 25 psi can boost pump power costs nearly in half. However, in existing systems, pressure reductions won't save energy unless the pump matches the new requirements. Variable frequency drives can improve control, but should meet high efficiency standards. Farmers should always maintain adequate pressure to protect irrigation uniformity and crop performance. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Clouds early this morning, then mostly sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight with low 40s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds tomorrow morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. North-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Thursday, mostly cloudy on Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday. Low 80s Thursday, Friday and Saturday, mid-80s on Sunday, upper 80s Monday, 89 a week from today. Currently, it is 48 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open mixed after recovering ground Monday on President Trump signaling the Iran war could end soon. Crude oil prices remain below yesterday's peak. Airline stocks are modestly lower. Delta, United, American all lost ground at the open. ExxonMobil says it will move its legal home from New Jersey to Texas, where its operational headquarters is already based. The stock opened down about 1%. However, energy stocks are lower. Chevron down 0.5% today. Kohl's says sales slipped in recent months despite an improved profit, but about half its stores were closed for a time by winter storms in January. Kohl's shares are up 4.5%. And Oracle reports earnings after the Wall Street closed today. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Tachi Palace Casino Resort presents live entertainment you don't want to miss. Coming to Tachi Palace, Aaron Lewis with the State Liners March 19th. Boy George and Culture Club March 29th. The Hollywood Medium, Tyler Henry, April 24th. The tribute band Jump, playing Van Halen hits May 22nd. And comedy with rising star Ralph Barbosa, May 23rd. Tickets are on sale now at TachiPalace.com and get $5 off each ticket purchased on site with your Premier Club card. Live entertainment at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946. They pioneered the use of PVC pipe and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge. For all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more, call A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315. 238-1315.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso, in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, by Grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the best Paso Robles Hotel and best resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurante and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rentals. Same store, same location at your Honda Power Equipment dealer on El Camino Real, Atascadero. 238-5775-238-KPRL. To join us on this Tuesday edition here on The Right Choice, don't forget that 75. You can also text that number as well.
In case your voice may be recognized by some of your neighbors, don't want to do that at all.
She ain't got no money or clothes, are kind of funny. Hair is kind of wild and free. Oh, but love grows when the morning exchange goes. And nobody knows like KPRL.
All right, win them before you can buy them. Old Dominion coming to the California Mid-State Fair. Wednesday, July 15th, tickets go on sale this Friday at 10, but you can win them before you buy them right here at KPRL. Just email me, Kevin, at KPRL.com. I will let you know through the email, the power of the email, if you have won the tickets or not. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Chris. So this proposed 218 for the improvement of Tascadero's sewer plant, I wanted to give the listeners some comparison. San Miguel has a little over 850 sewer connections. They're paying just under $109 each. They need $44 million of grant money to rebuild their sewer plant. That's why it's such a joke about that additional 180-something wanting homes that are going to hook to something that doesn't work. So Paso Robles, back in 2023, got just under $10 million from the state and the feds for their treatment plant, plus another $3.5 million from the county through Blaine Reilly, the sustainability of that last grant we got. So they've had over $14 million to fix up their sewer plant, supposedly so they could give high-quality recycled water back into the basin that hasn't happened yet. I don't know how many hookups they have or what their fees are. But these are all the CSDs and the cities in our area that are the ones that don't recharge the water they use but dump it in the river and export it out of here. And they're the ones that want everybody else to pay for all these other special things that go on because they can't operate their operations.
Greg, do you know why Atascadero is not in compliance with the state?
I think it started. They upped the criteria. They
okay.
made the criteria.
Okay.
They made the criteria a little higher bar to reach. And plus, they do samples all the time. They have four contaminated wells, and they tell you in their water bill that they send out, don't drink the water, treat the water at your house with some kind of, filtration deal. They're blending the water from the wells, the good wells, with a few of those others to make it, the state allowed them to do that, to keep it at a certain percentage until they can get this issue safe. Because some of their wells are downstream from the waste facility. The ones that are closest are the ones that have the issues. The ones that are further away, I think they have 15 wells that are along the river. So you're gonna dump bad stuff in the river, and your wells are next to the river, and they just happen to be downstream from where you're dumping the stuff. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, question I have about the San Miguel situation is, so what has been happening to all these development fees to help for the infrastructure?
Well, this is the only development that's the most current that's, they're trying to put together an appeal for what the Planning Commission did here a little over a week ago. You only get 14 days. And the appeal shows that they're out of compliance with the ordinance that the county had made about new developments in the Paso Basin, just like the planning ordinance about new plantings. The planning commission or the planning department person that was in charge of this deal should have looked at that stuff before you did this. So, and then you're trying to build something on contaminated ground. There's never been any environmental actual laboratory studies on the soil or the water on this property from 40 years of being having dumped chemicals on it from being a crop dusting operation. It goes on and on and on. It everybody wants chasing their tail, trying to get the next dollar, to sort of claim that they're going to improve stuff, and then 85% of it goes to wages and other stuff, and nothing goes to the actual solving of the problem in this case, because all these things are related to trying to clean up the wastewater. For 5 years, they were claiming they were going to use this treated, high-quality water that they're recycling to make blended water to try to sell to the farmer so that they wouldn't pump. So the city wants to keep pumping. They don't want the farmer to pump, so they want to clean their wastewater that they've been dumping and exported so that the farmer will buy it, and then the farmer can pay the high cost of some other kind of water so they can keep doing what they're doing. It's their responsibility to clean that up and recharge it. And the price, Paso Robles could never come up with, okay, what are you going to charge for your Nacimiento water per acre foot? Or per gallon, or whatever. What are you gonna? And how long are you guaranteeing it? Because if you're gonna spend millions of dollars to put in infrastructure, you're not doing it for 5 or 10 years. You're doing it forever. And so, what is the price of the cleaned wastewater that you're gonna blend it with? San Miguel have a blending project also during that same time. They got $1 million and gave back 700 or 800 of it. 1,000 because Gallo left. Gallo was going to be one of the people that might buy some of it. Again, they didn't have the treatment plant updated to be able to produce this semi-clean wastewater so that they could blend it, and it was only going to be used for a few months out of the year. It was a joke. On the 12th, they're going to have a quote-unquote workshop, and they hired this outfit for $20,000. I don't know if they're going to do one workshop or try to do four. It's only till through June. But this first workshop is to try to convince people about this Proposition 26. Because all their workshops are not to tell you how to what they're going to do on the basin. It's all to tell you what they need to do to tax you more, to try to put together another group of people to have a committee.
How many times during this workshop will somebody say, the state's going to come in?
You're going to love this one. Over in the Tulare Lake Basin, they were trying to use them to say, these guys have been put on a probation because their basin management isn't up to snuff. Well, by the Department of Water Resources. Well, the enforcement arm of the Department of Water Resources is the State Water Control Board. The state said, no, these guys are fine. They give them back to the DWR. Now the state's saying, you know, we're going to up these people's 2 acre foot of being de minimis users. We're going to up it to 20 acre feet. They're making them better because they're saying they're not part of the problem. So that threat of the state coming in over there gave them more water for the de minimis users without any of this BS. Mm-hmm. So the guys that have a problem with the state are the guys that are not following what they're supposed to be doing in the groundwater plan. The other thing that happened this last Friday at, you know, end of the day, they sent out the annual report for review. You get 5 working days in the weekend, so it has your comments have to be back in by this Friday on this 150 pages. And this 150 pages is the 9th report. All of these reports, 99% of them, or okay, 95% of them, are all the same pages. The first 50 pages are duplicates, and you add a number for that year of whatever the item is. So if you're plotting a graph, there's one new dot on the graph for 2025. The back pages are all the different figures and stuff and maps that are the exact same pages that are in every report. So all 9 of these reports at $100,000 apiece by the same similar people and groups to tell you the same thing to add a new number for the next water year.
Sounds like they're just duplications with different dates on them.
Exactly. And people didn't believe. People are looking at it now going, yeah, you're right. I'm like, so if you look at the 9 years that each of these reports tells you, oh, here's a good water year, here's a bad water year, here's a good water year, so on and so forth. So I added up all of the plus good water years, and I added up all of the minus bad water years of these particular 9 years because the reports are on.
Greg, in any of these things that you've gone to recently, has anything been brought up about the fact that people are pulling out their grapes and not using the water?
That's what they're trying to do to come up with some way to document some of that now because, and what I was going to say on that last year, when you take the minus bad years from the good plus years, we're 109,000 acre feet to the positive over that 9 year span of water in the basin. So they can't say we have a problem. If you subtract now any of this fallowing stuff and the amount of water being used, we don't have a problem. That doesn't mean that certain places where shallow well issues are that they have a problem. And the other example is in this new annual report. And I compare it to last year's report. So the reports are always a year old. Why do you get a report when the ending year is in December, or the ending month is December? Why does it take you till the end of March or sometime in March? It's due April 1st. So they could have had it done in February and gave us 30 days to look at it. So there's five monitoring wells in the El Pomar area. They're all around that Hardem Ranch where Justin put in 800 acres of vines and four giant 50-acre-foot ag ponds, so 200 acre-feet of water stored that's being filled constantly. There's a certain amount of wells that were replaced all around that place. Every one of those monitoring wells, either one's dry, all of them are below what they're supposed to be below, and if you have two consecutive years of them being below where they're supposed to be below, this group is supposed to do something. Well, the thing you would do is what's called targeted demand reduction, and they haven't done any of that. One of these wells has been going down for 6 years, one for 4 years, one for 3 years. One doesn't record anymore because it's dry, and the other one. And they, their agency, this agency of group that you know says that they're the water authority, hasn't done anything because, oh, let's see, Justin Winery is part of EPC Water District, and the guy right next to it is Jay Lord. Oh, he's part of EPC Water District. These are the coyotes you put in the chicken coop.
Well, you know, it's funny because I can remember during the 218 vote that I think a couple of times some people asked because the so-called water authority say, well, you know, we're here, we want to help, you want to do this. And the question was asked several times, well, you say you want to help, what are you going to do when my well goes dry?
That's their well mitigation program. That was on a special meeting with on February 4th, was a two-hour Zoom meeting, and they were going to try to figure out how they could help you with a water truck to deliver water to fill your tank for a short period of time for so many months, or deliver bottled water to you or something. They got no water. They got no money to rebuild your well. They give this group 50 grand to come up with some kind of a emergency plan, like you're delivering water after an earthquake or something. And what is 50 grand going to do when you have almost 400 wells that have been replaced at $75,000 to $80,000 a pop?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, yep. You know, I guess the intentions, they want you to think, oh, you know, hey, we're right here with you, you know. You're not here with me. If the county allowed these ag clusters to take place for these people to build these homes, these other things came in and around them, and it's real easy to see where to identify where the issues are. So now that you identify where the issues are, you're going to find out they're in three or four main areas. It's not the basin. The basin's not in overdraft. The basin's not ending the world. But you do have issues in certain areas because just like a building or a room or an automobile or anything, there's an occupancy load. There's only so many resources that fits that scenario right there. And if you have something, those plots on those graphs that I was talking about in that area where those five wells are now no good, those plots started in 2012, 2013.
Well,
right after they planted that place.
Also, there's something known as nature, and the plates underneath the surface, where they do change from time to time, but you're not going to really outdo Mother Nature on what is there. Greg, and this is for everybody, have you noticed throughout our lives, and not just with government, but with many things, the more people that stick their nose into it, a couple of things, the more complicated it needlessly needs to be, and the more expensive it happens, and usually the results are not what they said they would be. Have you noticed that in life?
Oh, yeah, 100%. You want to create you talk about it all the time, cottage industries. How do you create some positions and some jobs and make what you're doing seem like it, nothing can happen if you don't get this done, and these different committees and this stuff, and you really look at it and what do we really need to do? All you really needed to do for this basin was start with a reduction of pumping, start off small, see what the difference makes, do some stormwater capture stuff, clean up this wastewater and add it, boom, end of problem.
Yep.
that. Because most of the people that live out in these areas, myself included, we want to be as far away as from committees or groups or organizations as possible.
Yeah, I mean, you know this. Do you really believe I want to spend every day of my life looking at this stuff and going to all these meetings that I don't? But I'm not going to let these coyotes do stuff, but I afforded the time to be able to do it because there's a lot of people that can't do it and don't have the time to just let them know they need to watch their backs because this is how they take advantage of you. This is why they have these meetings in the middle of the day or at times when people are at work or doing stuff with their kids. They don't have them at normal times when people can show up. And then when they do have some kind of quote-unquote outreach or workshop or something, they're dictating to you what it is you need to know, not what you ask them.
Well, that's typical. They don't answer questions. All right. Got to go.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Thank you. All right. This is a topic that's come up before, but apparently it's becoming more of a hot topic. And this has to do with something that many of you do, and that's you go out and enjoy a meal at various places. And apparently a new survey has come out nationwide. And also I got something here on the text regarding $20 to flip a hamburger. Now at Carl's Jr., there is a tip jar at the drive-through window and on the counter inside the restaurant. This is totally ridiculous. Well, Chris, would you tip at a drive-through?
No, I wouldn't.
Would you tip if you went inside at a fast food?
I don't want to, no.
Okay, nor would I. Okay, so the text is, well, this is ridiculous. You're not required to put anything in the tip, sir. So if you don't have to do it. You don't have to do it, so... Anyway, but this survey is interesting, and we'll get to that.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Atascadero City Council will be meeting tonight to discuss an increase to the city's sewer service charge. Rate increases are slowly being phased in due to the rising cost of treatment and upgrades to the city's wastewater treatment plant. The current proposed increase is $10.54 for single-family homes, and it must follow the Prop 218 majority protest process to impose the fees. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The Passerville City Council voted unanimously to advance to the next phase of the city's Spaceport and Technology Corridor initiative. City Council says work completed to date provides a strong foundation for advancing the project. Staff anticipate releasing the request for proposals in the near future for council approval. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Operation Epic Fury, Day 11. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth.
Today will be yet again our most intense day of strikes inside Iran.
To finish off the threat after President Trump said the mission may be ending very soon.
We wiped every single force in Iran out very completely.
Taking out layers of leaders, most of Iran's missile supply, production, army, and navy. And if Iran tries to attack oil shipping,
they'll get hit at a much, much harder level.
And the president says he's unhappy that the son of the Ayatollah was the choice for a supreme leader, saying, I don't think he can live in peace. Oil prices dropping back again today, bobbing around $89 after topping 100. But instead of gas prices dropping, AAA finds pump prices jumped a nickel again overnight. America's listening to Fox News.
Your friends at Opelo Vineyards invite you to their all-new Bud Break Barbecue, March 21st at their Paso Robles Winery Estate. Your ticket includes an epic multi-course menu, wine pairings, beautiful vineyard views, and music by Leslie and the Soul Shakers, all happening from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. What better way to kick off the spring season? This is the first of several flagship events coming up this year at Opelo. See the full calendar and get your barbecue tickets at opelo.com.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Thirty-eight years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Kerber Hill and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Clouds and some fog early. Then sunshine, highs in the low 70s. A few passing clouds, otherwise clear tonight. Overnight lows right around 40. Upper 70s, lots of sunshine on your Wednesday. Thursday, low 80s Friday, Saturday, Sunday, mid-80s. Upper 80s Monday and Tuesday, and mid-80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be, let's see here. 6 up and down, 7:21 a.m., 7:06 p.m., it's 47. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
7 minutes away from 8 o'clock, community calendar brought to you by the delicious Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. The red carpet prom night is coming up. It's presented by the Paso Robles Lions Club at the absolutely beautiful Paso Robles Inn Ballroom Saturday, April 18th. And that's from 7 until 10 o'clock. Early bird tickets. Forget about the early bird tickets. The date is passed. But you'll enjoy an evening of dancing and fun, appetizers, desserts at a no-hose bar, some music, and a photo booth, too. So relive your prom, the adult prom, red carpet night in April, Paso Robles Inn Ballroom. All proceeds are returned to the community through the Paso Robles High School Scholarship, Sportsmanship Awards, and other projects as well. So you can go to the Lions Club and get those tickets and have some fun and make more memories. All righty, let's see here. We have, what do we have? I'm looking here. Oh, the Atascadero Historical Society, they're having their annual membership meeting coming up this Saturday, the 14th, at 1 o'clock. It's at the museum, of course, there on Lewis Avenue. This is the annual membership meeting, so bring your favorite dish for some potluck and enjoy. Okay. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Don't forget, they serve lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. The right choice, KPRL, 6 minutes away from 8.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Don't forget, on-site repairs and their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. They'll get it done. Get it done. All right, let's see here. Short list on this Tuesday. We have Roseanne Sinclair, Virginia Tucker Thomas, Mark Krutzinger, Jeannie Olson, Randy Syracuse, O'Connor Griffin, and, well, looky here. My. Adam and Heather Bordan, they are having an anniversary. No number is given, but they're having an anniversary. On my right-hand side, some people you may have heard of, Jethro or Kenneth Burns. They were the country duo of Homer and Jethro. Let's see here. 1920, 1989. Mm-hmm. Oh, this guy was a good rebounder, good defensive player, forward. Leroy Ellis out of St. John's, played with the Baltimore Bullets primarily. 1940, 2012, Dean Torrance, Jan and Dean, 1940. Chuck Norris, 1940. Sandra Palmer, the golf champ, 1941. Primarily a backup QB, Bob Berry, 1942. He became a dentist. He passed away in 2023. Guy had some pop to his bat, Johnny Briggs, 1944. Catherine Houghton from Guess Who's Going to Dinner, 1945. Tom Schultz with Boston, 1940. One of the greatest college basketball players of all time, Austin Carr. Baseline shot there against UCLA. Boom. He was born in 1948. Pitcher for a couple of teams and an all-star, Wayne Twitchell, 1948-2010. Bunny DeBarge from the group DeBarge, 1955. Shannon Tweed, model, 1957. Oh, boy, you Dodger fans will remember this guy, and what a sad life. Steve Howe, 1958-2006. Pretty good actress, Sharon Stone, 1958. Jasmine Guy from A Different World, 1962. Let's see here. Oh, dear. Prince Edward. 1964, having some issues. Hall of Famer, Rod Woodson, 1965. Mike Timlin, a pitcher, 1966. Can get a little nasty at times. Matt Kenseth, the pro car, the guy that drives in circles, 1972. Looking at, let's see here. Some Summer Olympic, 9 world championship medals, swimmer. Shannon Miller, 1977. Also on the list, we have, who do we have? It's Carrie Underwood, 1983. Everybody's favorite, Bad Bunny, 1994. And Justin Herbert, quarterback. Yeah, all right. He was born this day in 1998, passing away, a remarkable lady. Harriet Tubman, 1913. Lloyd Bridges, he died in 1998. Myron Cohn, you remember him from the Ed Sullivan Show? He has billed himself as the world's most famous Jewish storyteller. Konstantin Chernenko, president of Russia, or the Soviet Union, whatever it was called, 1895. The most beautiful girl on screen. Her name was June Marlowe. She was in the Little Rascals series. She was Miss Crabtree, the school teacher. She died in 1984, and that is it. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Well, he is the record holder for the most points in NCAA tournament basketball games, scored 61. And he was, during his college career, became only the second player to score 1,000 points in a season, joining Pistol Pete Maravich in a select group. And also, he averaged 34.5 points per game. That's fifth all-time in college basketball history. Rated by many in the top 21 of the greatest college basketball players of all time, Austin Carr.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The California Mid-State Fair has proudly announced that Old Dominion will perform at the fair Wednesday, July 15th as part of the Michelob Ultra Concert Series. Tickets will go on sale this Friday, March 13th at 10 a.m. online only at midstatefair.com with an official link to the ticketing provider. Students from Pat Butler Elementary will take to the stage this week on the 12th and 13th at 6 p.m. for a magical production of Roald Dahl's Willy Wonka. Tickets are $10 each and the performance will be held at Pat Butler Elementary. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny. Highs in the low 70s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Well, he was the first pick overall in the 1971 NBA draft, and he started getting injuries early in his career. But he was an all-star, rookie all-first team, and so forth and so on. He's in the College Hall of Fame. and also just still had a pretty good career, averaging 16 points, but never what he was in college because of the injuries. This hour of the Morning Exchange, brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.